chapter 1. If you're familiar with what's happening here, verses 5 through 11, Nehemiah is praying, and he's praying quickly. He says this in verse 8, it says, "Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, If you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand." I know we're not, this is close to 2,500 years ago, but I feel like I could read verse 10 and I can make application to right now. "Now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand." Normally on Wednesday nights we take prayer requests and we pray and ask the Lord to act on our behalf. I'd like to, for a few moments tonight, just kind of change it up a little bit. And let's pray, thanking God for what He has done. We just spent a good 10-15 minutes just praising Him, verbally, one with another. Let's not take requests tonight. I know there's urgent things, and I'm sorry. You can send them to me, and I'll text everybody to pray for those. But tonight, there's a group of people that have been redeemed by the great power and the strong hand of God. And I think it'd be fitting to just thank Him for that. Just take a few moments tonight, and all of you maybe had something to share tonight. Maybe you didn't raise your hand, maybe you didn't. But we have something to praise the Lord over. Yes, we can share it with others, but we can also tell the Lord back of what He has done in our life. So let's take a few moments tonight, and let's pray with this thought of just being thankful that He has redeemed us by His great power and by His strong hand. All right, let's take a few moments with that. Psalm 37. It's good to thank the Lord for what He is and who He is. I got rolling. I almost thanked the Lord for my dog. It was close. I almost did. Just kind of going through the house and, you think of things. Let's be honest with life. Your life might not be how you had planned out, but it's not what it could be either. It could be a lot worse. President Trump's approval rating as of, early this afternoon was 51%. So is that good or bad? Well, it's higher, but imagine this. Every single decision that you make, half the people disagree. Could you imagine? No matter what your decision is, half the country doesn't like it. Well, 49%. Just less than half. But for easy numbers, we'll say half. That must be difficult to make decisions. Knowing that no matter what you do, people are going to complain. So how do you make right decisions? Because you can't base it off of what everybody wants. That's not a wise decision. This past week, personally been studying out wisdom again. Taking some of that to our staff in the mornings and our morning devotions, but brought me to this message tonight. In Psalm 37, if you're there, We're going to quickly answer how to make wise decisions. We have five quick points. Quite honestly, I like when the Lord changes our circumstances. I wasn't expecting to spend that much time in praising Him. Shame on me. But those were excellent blessings tonight. I'm thankful for it. And I wouldn't change it for a minute. Psalm 37, in verse 7, it says, "Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Number one, how to make wise decisions. We need to, and all these words that I have here start with the letter C. Number one, we have to consider things. Now, here it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Have you ever been overeager in making a decision and you make the wrong decision? I remember when I was first, growing up and starting to make decisions in myself, and I would ask my dad, I said, "Hey, what do you think about this?" He goes, "Let's think about it tonight and we'll talk about it again tomorrow morning." Hey, that's a wise decision. There's no pressure in that. If you're up against that decision, probably chances are good. If you're pressured to make a decision, if someone's pressuring you, you're probably not going to make a wise decision because you're going to get caught up in the emotion of it. So what does God say? Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. He said, don't worry about those two circumstances. We got two circumstances. Don't worry about it. Just rest in the Lord. Point number one is to consider. To not act hastily. To have some patience. Anybody here good with patience? No. No, that I would say overall mankind, America, I don't know if it's the whole world, but it is certainly here. We struggle with patience. And when we're making decisions for the Lord, it shows up even worse. And we make hasty decisions about, we can make hasty decisions about big things like job relocation. Well, the boss came and offered me a job, and I got to make a decision by the afternoon, and I don't know. Well, hold on, are you thinking clearly? What should we do? Well, we should consider these things. How do we consider them? Prayerfully. We're talking about wise decisions, not just making decisions. The world will have a decision-making process, but we're talking about making wise, biblically godly decisions. So number one, we prayerfully consider these things. James 1:5 tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, what should we do? Ask. Ask God. God, I don't know what you want me to do. Will you please tell me? We consider those decisions through prayer. Not hastily, patiently. Look at Philippians chapter 4. In verse 7. If you were president, how would you make a decision? Imagine, no matter what, you're going to get some recourse. I'm not the president or anything, but, we make decisions around here. Guaranteed, every decision. I'm not even kidding. Every single decision that I make, someone's going to have a problem with it. That's going to need maybe some more talking through it, an explanation. Maybe I'm not good at explaining why or what I'm doing, or I don't know. Maybe the fault's on me. But no matter what my decision is, someone's going to be calling me or sending me a message or, hey, I didn't quite understand that. And I appreciate you doing that. I'd rather explain it than you just go along going, I don't like this. I'd much rather be able to converse about those things. But no matter what the decision is, I can't imagine making a decision and half the group is like, no. That would be awful. How do you make a wise decision doing that? Well, number one, you prayerfully consider it.
Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7 says, "And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So after I've considered that, what is the byproduct of prayer? Because it says in verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer." The result of praying and considering the Lord in those decisions, you know what He gives us? The peace of God. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to help our young people and their decision making. But sometimes they'll come and say, "Hey, what do you think about this?" "I have no idea. I don't know." "So what do you do, Pastor?" "Well, we pray about it. We pray for peace. Because God's will," and I don't want to get ahead of myself, "but God's will never violates the peace of God. It can't. So we pray. We consider these things prayerfully. Point number two, Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. How to make wise decisions. Consider. Number two, consult. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14. "Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors there is what? Safety." Safety. In 1 Kings chapter 12, we're reminded of the story of Rehoboam. And what did he do? He went and got counsel. Hey, he fulfilled this verse. Yeah, but where he went for counsel isn't wise. Hey, young person, let me help you. If you're trying to make a decision about life, don't go to your peers. I have a 13 and 15-year-old son. When they're making life decisions, the best decisions that they could, the best counsel they could seek is someone generations ahead of them. Why? Because their 14, 15, 16-year-old friends don't know what's going on, right? So, yes, it is important to consult and get counsel. There's safety in that, but it's very important to where you go for that. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15 says this, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto the counsel, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." There's going to be times when it's decision making, and someone that's been down that road before has helped you and is here to counsel you, and you might not understand it, but you're also a fool in your own eyes. Say, "Oh, that's so mean. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes." And that's just human nature. I'm not being mean. That's how we are. We always think we're in the right. That's a fool. But a wise person will hearken unto the counsel. Make sure you're seeking godly counsel. So how do I know who's giving me godly counsel? Someone that's going to show you from the Scriptures. Someone that's going to pray with you over that. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed," it says. "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established." Get counsel. Get counsel because there's safety. Get counsel because we don't always know what's right. Get counsel because it, what does it say here? It'll be a help. "Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established." How many times have you gone to someone, this has happened to me, go to someone for advice, and not only do they give advice, they also give a hand in it. Hey, those counsels become established. Hey, if you have an opportunity to be a help and a blessing, to help not only give the information, but help establish those decisions, do that. That'll be helpful. How to make wise decisions. Number one, to prayerfully consider. Number two, seek godly counsel. Number three, to get clarity. Psalm 119. We had some work done at the house this past week, and we were all excited. And it was about the day before, and the contractor called, and he said, "Hey, I think can I come out and I'll take a look at it, and I just want to re-scope it out and make sure I get everything." And so he came out Monday, I think it was, and he's going over stuff, and I said, and he's about done. I said, "Okay, just for clarification, can I just put this in my words to make sure that we're understanding?" Because he's talking in contractor words. You know what I'm saying, Brother Bauman? You know, sometimes you guys say things that we don't use acronyms and abbreviations, and I'm just a normal guy that, you know, I didn't know. So I had to clarify some things. You know what the Word of God is great to do for us? It clarifies some things for us. Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You know what that means? It's a guide. It clarifies. It clears things up. Today, Sam was he was at the house. His brother was here. He's like, "Hey, is there something I can do around the house?" And Sarah's like, "Well, you can paint the hall." He's like, "Great." So he goes and gets all suited up, and the hall doesn't have a lot of light in it. It's going down into the basement. So he brought out, he went and got my shop light, the, you know, those ones that sit on the ground and put out a bunch of light. And why did he do that? So he could see. So he could see what he was doing. Nothing like the Word of God that'll help us see things for what they are. How do you make wise decisions? Number one, you prayerfully consider things. Number two, you get counsel from wise people. But number three, you use the Word of God for clarification. God, is the decision I'm about to do violate your Word in any place? Because your Word says that it's going to be a lamp. It's going to help lead me. It's going to help guide and direct me. Going to give me clarification. 2 Timothy chapter 3, familiar verses. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I'd like to make a wise decision. Where should I go? Yes, you need to stop and think and not be hasty. Be patient. Prayerfully consider those things because God will give you peace and wisdom. Number two, you seek godly counsel. You find someone that walks with God and knows God and brings these things up, and you can talk to them and maybe they'll help you in the process. But number three, you go to the Word of God because it is the lamp unto my feet. It is instruction in righteousness. If I'm looking to make wise decisions, I go to the Word of God. Let me help you. If you don't want to make a wise decision, stay out of the Word of God. If you want to make a train wreck of decisions, don't open this book. Because it's only going to lead you down the straight and narrow. You want to make your own decisions, own foolish decisions, close this up. But if you'd like some clarity, if you'd like some clarification about what it is that God is trying to do, open up the Scriptures. Because His will, not only does it not violate His peace, but it will never violate the Word. Psalm chapter 25. Psalm 25. Psalm 25 and verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. How would he do that? Through the Word of God. Look at verse 12. What is man that he... What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. Isn't God great that he allows it? He doesn't create robots. He's created people that he will lead and guide and direct. And also, and he shall teach in the way that he should choose. He allows me to choose. but I need some teaching. And where do I go for that teaching? But to the Word of God. Number one, we consider. Number two, we consult. Number three, we clarify. Number four, maybe end here. Courage. 51% approval rating. He better be fully persuaded of what he decides, because he's going to get kickback no matter what decision he makes. Decisions require courage. Wise decisions require faith. Look in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. Know what was required there? Faith and courage. Know what was required for that decision? Faith and courage was. He's just told to leave everything and go somewhere. Where? I'll tell you when you get there. Right? Isn't that the story? Isn't that how it goes? Unto a land that I will show thee. I don't like working like that. I like to know where I'm going. I certainly like to know how to get there. To an extreme. I'll look at it before. I used to print stuff up, like print up the directions with, then use GPS to just to make sure that everyone agrees. Because I hate getting lost. That's the worst feeling. I don't want to be lost. Hey, leave. Well, where am I going? I'll tell you when you get there. That's going to take some faith. That's going to take some courage. Understand that when you make wise decisions, sometimes it's not going to make sense on paper. And it's going to require courage. Therefore, you need to be fully persuaded. That's why the peace of God is so very important. That's why the clarification of the Word of God is so important. That's why wise counsel is so important. So when you're standing out there, standing on the water, and all of a sudden you're like, well, how did I get here? Oh yeah, God led me here. Which brings us to our very last point. In making wise decisions, contentment. Quickly, we'll skip some verses, but I want to show you this one. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16 and verse 9. Man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So if you've prayerfully considered, if you have sought godly counsel, if you've gotten clarification from the Word of God, if you have the courage, you've take steps of faith, even though it might not look good on paper, but you felt like that's what God was really leading you to do. Know that He's led you and guided you there, and be content there. Content. So many times we walk into a situation and we're already planning our escape route. I don't think Abraham is taking little morsels of bread as he's leaving to go, I don't know where, to try and get back. I don't think he's got a stick in the sand just leaving a long line so he can, when things get difficult, I know how to get back to where I was. No, God wants us to go and He wants to lead us and guide us. And what does it say in verse 9? But the Lord directeth His steps. God will get you to a place. Be content in that place. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, we know too oftentimes, though, I don't know if we know that. We You might think so. But God wants us to have confidence and contentment in His leading. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hey, if you're in a place where you're looking at your life going, I'm not sure I'm in the right place, get back to God. Ask God. Say, God, I'm not sure where I'm supposed to be. I don't think this is good for me. Can you help me? Get counsel. Perfectly consider. Allow the Word of God to clarify. It's going to take some courage. But when you get there, be content. Let's all stand. Making wise decisions. The will of God will never violate the Word of God, which will go hand in hand by the peace of God. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for tonight. Thank You for Your Word. Thank You. Thank You for wisdom. Thank You for leading us and guiding us and speaking to us. And Lord, all that You do for us. Lord, I ask that You'd, Lord, help us to make wise decisions, to be mindful of these things. Lord, help us to not step out of Your perfect plan and perfect will. Lord, help us to be an encouragement to those that are maybe astray. Lord, again, thank You for these dear saints. And Lord, I pray You meet their needs. Lord, I pray You bless them in a way that no man could ever. Lord, thank You again for them. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.